Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today, we are going to talk about political advertising and how much money gets spent to reach out on specific issues. We're going to talk about one in particular because I saw some reporting on it, and it was just really hard to wrap my mind around. So we're going to talk about the money and what it gets used for and why it gets used the way it does. Reporting suggests that elements within the Republican Party spent a minimum of $50 million in the run-up to the midterms. A minimum. This is just the stuff they tracked. $50 million to reach out on one specific issue. Can you guess what that issue is? The advertising was anti-LGBTQ, specifically going after kids, going after trans kids. $50 million. And this is just the advertising buys. This is just money spent on advertising that they tracked. This doesn't include all the times they tweeted about it. This doesn't include the times they talked about it in some sympathetic outlet, put it on the news. $50 million to tell people who to hate, who to look down at. Take a guess as to how many kids started hormone therapy last year. Just off the top of your head. About 4,200. I want to say the exact number is 4,231. 4,200. Less than 100 kids in each state. $50 million on this issue. It's wild. The way they talk about it, you would think those numbers would be a whole lot higher. And it's funny because we've actually seen people quote numbers that are way higher than this. Because of how much they've talked about it, they themselves are now starting to believe it is really widespread. 4,200. Less than 100 kids in each state. $50 million. You know, another cool breakdown is with 4,200 as the baseline, how much did they spend to bully each kid? About $12,000.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
They spent $12,000 per kid to villainize them, scapegoat them, to tell people it was okay to look down at them, kick down at them. That's the family you can point at because they're different. Playground bullies all grown up. It is pathetic. The thing is, that's exactly what it is. This isn't an issue they actually care about. It's playground bully mentality. They're different. They don't have enough friends. They don't exist in big enough numbers to take a stand by themselves. So it's okay. Other them. Blame them. Point at them. And hope that the bully doesn't turn to you. It's that same playground mentality. It's garbage. $50 million wasted dividing the country intentionally, going after kids. The propaganda is bad and you should feel bad. And if you voted for any of these people who engaged in this, you should be ashamed of yourself. They did it to manipulate you. If you're looking down at something that they have deemed as different, if you're looking at those people, you're not paying attention to them as they beg you for money. They really need your support so they can tell you who to hate. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.